This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for another edition of this American Family Farmer program that I do every week. I'm Doug Steffen. Hi. Welcome into our overview of what's going on in the world of farming, small farming, the small family farms. The way I grew up was on a family farm, and it's kind of the way I don't want to preach to people about how wonderful or how important it is, but I guess that sort of is the lesson here that I'm trying to convey every week. And so as we get started, me and the producers of the program put together some news items that are important and how they affect the folks that listen to this program. I guess it depends on who you are and where you are, because the program is for farmers and families, all about food, the family farmer, the locavores that use our products. So you'll find it interesting to know that this new administration has stopped payments from the Farm Relief Program because of what has happened under the Trump administration. Almost $2.5 billion of money that was authorized in aid, and you'll remember me talking about this last year. Trump made it even worse. He and Sonny Perdue tried to take care of all their friends like they had taken before in the first PPP round and other aid that was earmarked for farmers. They got to people that weren't farmers, had nothing to do with farming other than they owned stock in some hedge fund, and they were getting $250,000 a piece, that kind of stuff. As it turns out, about 87% of the payments under this round of aid were for the big, these huge conglomerates, the hog growers like Smithfield, there's a Chinese company, poultry farmers, Tyson Foods, that sort of thing. The 900 and some odd billion dollars in the Corona relief package that they passed in December had a lot of money in it for farms, specifically earmarked for farms. But once again, the Trumpers were out there giving the money to people who didn't deserve it. I don't understand, frankly, and you can throw rocks at the radio, do whatever you want, why it is that anybody supported Trump for re-election. I can understand you wanting to have him in office because we all wanted a change back in 2016, because under Obama, farmers didn't fare very well. And frankly, under Trump, they didn't fare very well either. I've often thought that Joe Biden, because of his residency in Delaware, what he knows about farming, the Delmarva is a great farming area, up through southern Jersey. When he takes the train from his neck of the woods down to Washington every day, you see a lot of great farm area. I think he's a little more sensitive to it. And I didn't vote for him. I didn't vote for either one of these guys. But I think that he's got a chance at perhaps. And I'm not a fan of Vilsack either. I think he's kind of a big ag guy. So what the Biden people are saying is they're mixing financial relief and trying to work on lending and trying to come up with new programs that work within the hierarchy of what they have right now. Chairman of the Senate Ag Committee is Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow. She was the chairman of it before when the Democrats had control last time around, and now they seem to be in control again. So hopefully this is going to work out so that people are going to get the aid that they're supposed to get and not get screwed around by the government and people like Sonny Perdue. All right, so that's my update on that. As far as COVID-19 is concerned, number of consumers say that they are staying away from eating poultry and beef because of the COVID and all of the disease that's been highly publicized by the news media. Whether it's accurate or not remains to be seen. I don't really know. I tell you, if I had strong thoughts or I had strong intelligence or strong knowledge of this, but I don't really. But I am aware of all of the the plants, the Tyson plant, the Smithfield plant, loaded with COVID, loaded to the point where they had to shut these both of these processing centers down. And so now, where are we in all of this? And why? There's a survey out suggesting that the number of people using beef and poultry affected by as much as 60% over in year-to-year spending because of all the negative publicity about the people who had COVID in these processing plants. Now, I don't begin to tell you that you can get COVID from eating meat or from eating poultry or sausage, whatever it is that came out of these plants. I don't think 2 and 2 is 4 there, but I don't know. So I'm not going to tell you you can't do it. I just think that it's a stretch. But anyway, I'm passing along the information, the impact of COVID on your behavior, what you buy. You know, one of the things that we've talked about over the past year, when it became clear last March and April, when foodstuffs were running out on, you know, the shelves were empty at the grocery stores, and people started saying, wait a minute, where's all this stuff coming from? And that's why we had such a great season on the local farms this past year, especially the produce people, because people realized, okay, I'm going to go to the farm directly. That's where the food comes from anyway, and I don't have to worry about COVID there. My friend who runs the local farm here, lots of people by the thousands, in fact, coming to his farm, everybody's wearing a mask, social distancing, that kind of stuff, because that's important on the farm. It's important everywhere. Even though you're in the open space of the farm, you still need to be mindful of being close to other people. At any rate, consumers are spending more now at home and online buying food than they did before, and they are staying away from beef. And you've seen, you know, you see this more poultry and pork, but still, beef is a you know, it's something that people are trying to deal with, and it isn't an easy thing to deal with. It's, you know, you have, okay, I'm worried about being exposed. So just take it from me. You don't have to be worried about buying beef and getting COVID from that. We'll meet a lady named Elizabeth Hines in a moment, who we've spent a couple of weeks talking about fresh seafood. If you'll remember the last podcast that we have, actually the one that's posted now, we talk about the mega dairies in Oregon and how the state has said no more to them. We also had some information about the milk powder settlement money that I got. I even got $560 from that, which I thought was interesting for my dairy days. And then we spent a lot of time talking about a concept of feeding fish, where, you know, fish has become, and always has been, I guess, an agricultural product. But we met a lady named Talia Young of something called Fishadelphia that connects communities with high-quality fresh seafood. So that's on the most recent podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and wherever you get your podcasts. So we can kind of continue in that vein, because Elizabeth Hines is with us. We'll meet her in a moment from Solar Oysters and find out what that's all about. That's up next here. Doug Steffen here with a thought about a new product that I think you'll be very interested in, because people on the farm like me and you, a lot of us have these problems with irritations in our nose, bacterial colonies, the things that come about in small moments during the year, big moments during the year. You know, we all have got these agitations based on pollen and things that are in the air. So I introduced to you something called Clear. X-L-E-A-R, pronounced clear, but spelled with an X. It's a natural sinus care system that will hydrate your nose. It works against contaminants in your nose. Clear helps you breathe much better. You're going to be much healthier because it assists your immune system, washing all the gunk out of your nose, keeping your airways clean and healthy. Because in Clear is a product called xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in lots of fruits and vegetables. It's great for your nose, great for your teeth. It's been around for a couple of decades. So let's wash away all of the things that are irritating you. And by the way, xylitol is important because it blocks adhesion of some of these things to your nose, like the COVID viruses. There's also, you know, things that are in your nose that you have there all the time, the pollen, you know, all the things in your sinus. Come on, let's clean them up. Clear is available in a spray for both children and adults. So check it out. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. You can buy the product at eBay, Amazon, over-the-counter at your drugstore, grocery store, or your natural retailers. Again, keep in mind, this is perfect for use on the farm, during the day, traveling around, being busy and active. Have a little bottle in your pocket. You can spray it in your nose. It's called Clear, X-L-E-A-R, at X-L-E-A-R.com. Moving along now on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Hines, who orchestrates the business development effort of a company called Solar Oysters. So we're continuing our focus on aquaculture, fishing, things that are related to that, because it's an important part of agriculture. So I guess, Elizabeth, everybody's going to want to know what a person, what's a nice girl like you doing in the business of oysters?
Well, actually, we are working to automate the grow out of oysters for oyster aquaculture farmers. There have been very few technical advancements in the last 150 years in growing oysters, and we're trying to really change the field.
All right, so then help those of us who aren't on top of this as to the world of how in agriculture, not agriculture, but aquaculture, the grow out of oysters takes place.
Sure. Well, in most oyster aquaculture farms are around 2 to 3 acres of space very close to shore, so they require a lot of land, and they, you know, impair the sight views of their neighbors, so to speak. And they have to flip the cages once every couple of days to keep the oyster cages from biofouling. And so it's very labor-intensive. If you imagine flipping 80-pound oyster cages once every couple of days.
Sounds like pretty good exercise. Let's find out about that as we continue here. We've met Elizabeth Hines from Solar Oysters. We're going to find out the story. As I said, a lot of things that are nuanced here in this conversation on the American Family Farmer. A lot of people say, well, what do you do with a degree like a PhD in ecology and evolution? So you're going to tell us what you do, Dr. Young.
Well, in this case, it turns out that I'm running a community seafood program. And I think an important thing to know is that before I got my degree, I was a high school teacher. And so in some ways, the things that I'm doing now are a combination of all those things. So I ended up going to school to study fish, but I was still really interested in working with young people.
And what made you? I was a high school teacher, too, for 4 years. It was a great experience. I loved the experience. And it didn't push me to do other things. I mean, I was doing other things. I was working the radio at the time, but it got me to think that there are more things to learn, and it sounds like that's your experience, too.
Indeed. I mean, I loved teaching, and I also wanted to be able to do other things, and so in some ways, Fishadelphia is like the perfect combination of getting to think about other things and also getting to work with young people.
Yeah. Well, you got to teach people about food, where it comes from, that sort of thing. I wouldn't have thought this sort of program would have legs. So that's one of the reasons the intrigue that we had with this was, how does this all work? How does it fit together? And what ideas can we get from you there that could perhaps expand into other parts of the country? So we'll dig right into this. Dr. Talia Young is with us on this week's American Family Farmer, which you can get every week, the podcast, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Moving back into our focus, aquaculture, that is water and farming using. Now, there are some people who think that aquaculture is something that's like hydroponics. It's stuff you got a greenhouse and you put the water in and you grow. And I suppose you could do that with oysters. Yeah, if it was the right water. Could it happen that way?
Yeah, you could. It definitely does happen at a lot of universities, but mostly it's the small family farmer working on off of their land and growing oysters.
All right. So what you're proposing or what you're suggesting to people, one of the reasons we have folks on this program is to help give solid ideas that have been successful, give these ideas to farmers, family farmers who are looking for ways to either maintain success or get more successful. So are there farmers that are actually that would, let's say, be dairy farmers or truck farmers that are using some of their land to grow oysters?
Yes. In fact, there's a farm in Maryland called Hollywood Oysters that is doing just such a thing. A lot of farmers are doing that, in fact.
Wow. I had no idea, frankly, and I bet most of the people listening to this program had no idea. So how does that work? What because you got to have water for it. So is this and I always thought that oysters grew in salt water, but apparently that's not the case, right?
Oh, no. That you definitely need brackish water. You definitely need salt water for oysters to grow.
All right. So then how – this is good. Bring us through the process of how somebody – does this have to be a farm? Like, I've looked at farms on the coast of New England and thought, oh, this is great. Let's have, you know, a farm, a regular farm on the coast. Do you have to do that, or can you just create a lagoon, make salt water in the lagoon?
No. You've got to do it on the coast. But the beauty of our system is that you can do it in 20 feet of water, whereas currently in aquaculture, you've really got to have the shallow water and the space, all these acres of space to do it. So our system is just 1/10 of an acre, and you can grow oysters in a 20-foot water column. So oysters need salt, they need oxygen, they need water, obviously, and nutrients to grow. And our system, by revolving these cages in 20 feet of water, will give the oysters everything they want that happens actually at varying depths. The salt tends to be at the bottom of the water column, and the oxygen happens to be at the top. So by constantly rotating, you're exposing them to various nutrients, oxygen, and salt. So,
I'm looking at your website, by the way, solaroysters.org. And, Elizabeth, it looks like you've compared growing food on the farm the regular way to the way that used to be 150 years ago. And then juxtaposed to that, you have a picture of oyster farming 150 years ago and kind of updated. And the suggestion is not much has changed. But I think in terms of it being on the farm, that's kind of revolutionary, isn't it?
We really think of ourselves sort of as the tractor of aquaculture, right? So by growing on these platforms, you're going to grow 45 times more oysters than in traditional aquaculture establishments.
All right,
that's
so there
really
was
the goal.
Got it. Okay. I want to talk about the quality versus quantity in this, because I'm sure people are going to ask that question. We're having a conversation with Elizabeth Hines from Solar Oysters. Perhaps you get from the name Solar Oysters that there are the sun's involved or solar panels are involved. You're right on both counts, it would seem. We'll find out more about that. It's pretty fascinating stuff, if I do say so myself. I'm learning a lot. After all, that's what it's about. We all need to learn. Elizabeth Hines here with Doug Steffen on the American Family.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The president's COVID relief bill unlikely to contain an increase in the federal minimum wage. President Biden wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but he tells CBS News Friday he doesn't expect it will be in the final bill. The jobs report out Friday shows a drop in the unemployment rate, but economist Diane Swack tells CBS News it also reveals deeper problems, especially when it comes to women.
Women really bearing a disproportionate burden of the losses of dropping out of the labor force entirely. We've lost 4.3 million people that were in the labor force in February that are no longer there today, and many of them are women. Almost 60% of them are women.
The report shows a net gain of almost 50,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate drops to 6.3%. The report also shows long-term unemployment, meaning those unemployed for 6 months or more, is almost 40%, close to the record 46% set in 2010. This is USA Radio News. The variant COVID strain from the UK now found in another state, Hawaii, announcing Friday it has detected the B117 strain in a resident with no travel history. The variant strain now present in over 30 states. Dr. Anthony Fauci says there are steps we can take to slow it down, though.
Now is the time to do a couple of things. One, double down on the adherence to the public health measures that we talk about all the time, the uniform masking that the president has spoken about, the physical distancing, the avoiding congregate settings, particularly indoors, and the washing of hands.
Some good news. Researchers announced Friday the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective against the UK variant strain, and China reportedly approves a third COVID vaccine Saturday. Pro-democracy protests in Myanmar Saturday. Thousands of people in the country's largest city voicing opposition to a military coup and calling for the release of elected leaders detained since Monday. The U.S. has also called for their release. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Elizabeth Hines, Doug Steffen, as we continue the next half hour of the focus on fresh seafood and how farming and agriculture is connected to aquaculture. I notice on your CV that you're also vice president of Maritime Applied Physics Corporation. Is that how you got involved? Is that where the solar comes from?
That's right. That's right. We were actually looking. We're a marine technology firm, and we were looking to actually reduce thermal pollution in the Chesapeake Bay originally with solar panels by shading the water on these platforms that we've built for the U.S. Navy. And we quickly realized that we needed ballast. We needed weight at the bottom. And we said, why don't we grow oysters as well with these solar panels? And we quickly realized that the economics supported more the oyster aquaculture than producing energy from the solar panels. So we quickly pivoted to solar oysters.
Wow.
quite a roundabout way.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about this. So tell us about the setup. Now, what we've done, if you are just joining us, we're talking to Elizabeth Hines from Solar Oysters, but she's also involved in this Maritime Applied Physics Corporation. It's come up with the idea of how to grow. And what I'm still in my mind, I'm thinking about the farmer, a guy like me who's got 140 acres. We somehow set something up on the farm where we can use these tools that you're coming up with, even though most of the things that I see here are applied on larger bodies of water like the Chesapeake Bay.
Yep. Gotcha. Well, the beauty of this Doug, is that you don't need the large farm. I mean, of course you need it, but for oyster aquaculture, you can simply lease a barge. A small farmer can lease a barge and grow oysters and bring those to market in their spare time or as another protein source, another food source to bring to market.
So give us, where has this been successful? Give us an example of somebody maybe in your neck of the woods on the Delmarva, Maryland, Delaware, wherever, where this has been done on a farm, not out in the bay or not out in the ocean, but on the farm.
On the farm. Well, we are still in the pilot phase of this. So we've built some smaller platform prototypes right now, and we have tested the mechanics of that down at an estuary near Solomon's Island in Maryland.
Yeah.
And so now we're trying to prove out the grow out of the system. So you really have to have that access to an estuary in order to grow oysters.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got to have a brook or a river or a pond or something on the farm.
Correct.
In essence.
Yeah.
Okay.
With salt water, brackish
with
water.
Salt. Yeah. All right. So you're a coastal farmer, then you can make this work. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you claim that one of the benefits of doing this, I'm not an oyster eater. I'm not a fan. I like clams, but I'm not and mussels, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I saw my wife eating raw oysters so much and it looked gross. So if you fry them, maybe they're okay, kind of like clams.
But
I mean, this is a big business, and the oysters are actually quite good for the user, right? There's a lot of protein in oysters. What else? What are the food benefits of eating oysters, whether they're raw or cooked?
Well, the food benefits, let's see. So they're obviously the protein, which you mentioned, B12, zinc. You can get a lot of those, all that you need for one day in one oyster. So there's a lot of great benefits there. It's, known as an aphrodisiac, but only because of the high amount of zinc. So.
Oh, so zinc is, we take zinc and we're going to be all set.
Yes, that's right.
After
for women and men.
Yes, okay, I have to remember that.
Yes.
All right, so how expensive are these solar panels? How much does it cost to get in? Let's say I'm a farmer, I'm down in Dartmouth, Massachusetts, I got a spread, and I've got 1,500 feet of ocean frontage, or maybe a couple thousand feet of ocean frontage, or an estuary that runs close by. So what's it going to cost me to get into this?
Well, we're working on a lease model right now, but our goal is that we will be able to grow an oyster for less than the wholesale price. So around 24 cents an oyster is our target price point. So
what do they sell for a piece at the wholesale? Let's say we go to the whatever market. Every city's got a sort of a farmer's market or a produce market. So if I bring a ton of oysters to the market, what am I going to get for that ton?
Right. Well, we have not met, I believe, the demand curve for oysters. So pre-COVID, if you look at the NOAA oyster aquaculture statistics, oysters in the U.S. were going for $9 to $10 a pound in the U.S. market. In Maryland, specifically, they were going for $16 a pound.
How many oysters in a pound? Just generally speaking.
About eight.
Okay. And did you say that it cost you 25 cents to grow one of these? Did I hear
24
that?
Cents. Yep.
24 cents.
That's our goal.
All right. So even if we round it off, so that's $2 for a pound. And they're selling at wholesale for how much?
Wholesale, I believe, is more around $4, 50 cents an oyster.
50 cents an oyster. So you double your money then, if what it costs you to do it versus what you sell it for. And then at retail, what did you say they were selling for? $12 a pound or something?
Around $8 to $9 a pound in the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's a good profit incentive, a good profit motive here. Now, I mentioned a few minutes ago the concern that I would have, because I don't know anything, is quality of product versus quantity. And you tout on the website that, you know, this is something that an automation, you don't have to pick up the traps and turn them over, the way this thing is designed, simple maintenance, and it yields you much more than the normal way of growing these. So, all right, that's swell, but how good are they?
That's a great question. We are working again on the pilot phase of the grow out to see that. But that's really affected more by the environment, right? So it's affected by the salinity. The taste is affected by the salinity, the nutrients in the water, et cetera. So that's more a product of environment than.
And the reason I ask that, Elizabeth, is because we all know, and I want to deal with this in a few minutes, we've all heard the story about farmed fish. And it seems to be less, that's why I asked the question about the oysters, because in the markets where the farmed fish comes from, it's not usually America, it's Asia, and the quality of the farmed fish isn't as good as the quality of the fish that just comes out of the rivers, streams, or the ocean. So let's deal with that in a matter of moments. Elizabeth Hines, solaroysters.org is the website. You'll learn a lot going there. I'm having a wonderful time actually learning as I... The best kind of a program like this is the host learns with the people who are listening to the program, and that's exactly what's going on. The American Family Farmer continues in a matter of moments with now a focus on your diet and your supplements and what you're doing to take care of your body. Okay, we all know you hear me talking about diets, the Calitrin way of losing weight and keeping it off, that sort of thing. You get plenty of exercise working on the farm, but are you taking care of your brain the same as you're taking care of your body? That's the question that's presented, and the answer that I bring forth as we get a little older and our brain needs to have a healthy supplement, the all-natural way to supplement your brain is with Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N. Add that to your daily routine. Prevagen, you should take it at night because there are a lot of things in there that will help you sleep better, for sure. But it will also improve your short-term memory. There are proven brain health supplemental reasons for taking Prevagen every single day. Your brain gets a little weaker as you get older, maybe a few cognitive impairments here and there. So if you add Prevagen to your daily routine, it'll improve those problems. Prevagen, for a healthier brain, a better life, available at health food stores, available in grocery stores, available online. That's Prevagen for a healthier brain and a better life.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's buying a home or just saving for a rainy day, setting financial goals can feel overwhelming at any stage of life. That's why Bank of America launched a new digital experience to help clients easily define and make progress toward their goals. Bank of America Life Plan helps clients prioritize short and long-term financial goals, breaks them down into attainable milestones, and adjusts as life changes. Bank of America's Eve Varner.
Life Plan tracks progress toward your goals while also helping to navigate the next step. This latest digital experience from Bank of America offers insights tailored to your unique financial needs by sharing tips, providing resources, and connecting you with financial specialists along the way.
Available in both English and Spanish, clients can access Life Plan through Bank of America's mobile and online banking platforms. Bank of America, N.A. member FDIC. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/lifeplan.
Moving back into our conversation, fascinating info. Elizabeth Hines from Solo Oysters is a brand new field. They're going through lots of research, helping people as the idea takes a little bit better shape. I just mentioned farmed fish and the comparison of farmed fish to basically farmed oysters. So what would you say to people who would bring up what I just did? The farmed fish is not as good as the stuff that you naturally catch in the freshwater or in the saltwater habitats. So what about with...
That's a great point, but apples and oranges, I would say. So in our system, we are exploring a lot of benefits that will actually, I think, increase the quality of the oysters produced. So number one, oysters love to be tumbled. So the soft tumbling of the water against these cages, the rotating of the cages, they're going to get a lot of wave action, which actually helps form that deep cup in the shell that it increases the quality of the oyster. And also we have a spray wash system, an automated spray wash system at the top of each of these columns of baskets that is spraying every single day the oysters, and so that this is spraying off the biofouling, the algae, you know, the bacteria, all that awful stuff. So I think the quality will be quite robust. And then, of course, like I talked about, the exposure to all the various things that oysters love.
Yeah, what are the nutrients come out of the water, so that's why it's important to get a good water source, right?
Absolutely. Phosphorus, nitrogen, they take these nutrients that we have way too much of in our estuaries, and they actually excrete them into their shell.
All right, so
it's also cleaning the water.
Okay, so I can hear in the back of some farmer's mind, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm going to find in all these oysters, there's bound to be some pearls somewhere in the oysters. There's got to be, we have oysters, but then there are those other oysters that have pearls. So what do you say to the person who's looking for a pearl?
Very rare and good luck.
Well, but you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
We come up with, and then there are those.
Here's some pearls. I got some pearls for you. So nutrient credits. Okay, so there's this cap and trade program going on right now in a lot of our estuaries where if you can take away the nitrogen and phosphorus, you can get actually money on this trading.
Yeah, government. Well, there's a government program in agriculture. You know, the Ag Department has a lot of programs for farmers, and this is one of them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's the pearl in our mind.
All right. Well, that's a good, I like that. That's a very good way of turning people's attention away from that silly, well, not so silly, but not exactly a productive way of looking at how to do this. But there is good money in it. Got to have quality water. And we only have a few seconds. Easy to get the permits for this?
Very hard. We're actually going to help with the permitting issues that aquaculturalists have.
So if people get to you. All right, they can contact you, Elizabeth Hines, at solaroysters.org, right? That's the way to get to you.
That's right.
All right,
yeah.
So there it is.
Looking forward to hearing from folks. Thank you so much, Doug.
You're welcome. We planted the seed now. Let's see what some of you do with it. If you're especially a coastal farmer, this sounds like a good, if I were on a coastal, if I had a coastal farm, I'd do this in a red hot second. Elizabeth, thanks for being here. This is the American Family Farmer. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get it. hold of all these specials.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing on all smart beds, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. Don't forget, we get podcasts every week, and there are a lot of great. We're going to have a couple of good ones with regard to aquaculture and growing, so you can check them out, growing fish on the farm, if you will. It's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast. But there's a myriad going back 3 or 4 years of programs there. You can search them all out. They're in order at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Now, this comment, as I look around and have people talk to me about what the doctor says about eating veggies. Remember when your mother used to say, "Eat your vegetables, Freddie," and you said, "Nah, I don't like my vegetables. I want to have French fries." Well, maybe what you can do is convince people by usage, like, as much as anything else. The more, I just learned this myself, the more vegetables you eat, the better your mood. Now, this is a sales. The reason I'm bringing it up here is not only because of the personal benefit of eating vegetables for all of us that we grow on our farm. I have a big garden. I love having a big garden, and I go visit my friend's farm all the time and help myself and do whatever the special stuff is. I love fresh zucchini and yellow squash. It's so easy to add that to a meal in the summertime, chop it up and throw it in with some fish, you know, that sort of thing. And I didn't know, however, that the fiber in most of the, you know, the things like broccoli or, you know, I'm talking about the squash or things, all of that is supposedly very good for your mind. There's a study in one of the medical journals that is looking into soluble and insoluble vegetable fibers and how positive the neurotransmitter functioning becomes. If you're depressed about the state of agriculture, we all know that there's many farmers committing suicide. A horrible thought is men who've been in the service and women have been in the service, but it's a big problem. And we have the blues at this time of year anyway because the weather is awful. Certainly where I am in Massachusetts, oh my God, dark, cloudy, cold, snowy. You know, it's wintertime. You expect that. But there is research that suggests if you eat a lot of fiber from your own, maybe you've grown things, maybe you've canned them, you've frozen them, whatever it is. But the research is clear that women and premenopausal women benefit, especially, but men too. Older men, older women. This is something that our systems love. So your body is telling you, and I'm telling you, that if you want to beat the blues, you exercise, you eat well, eating a lot of foods that are, you know, there's some dairy in some of the recipes I'm looking at, but the berries, the peas, beans, all that stuff, Brussels sprouts, very good for your mood. So keep that in mind. Also, I was thinking, I've been buying a few old tractors in the last couple of months. I had a collection of Farmall tractors. Every single Farmall tractor ever was made, I had one of them. And then when things got rough in 2009, frankly, I had to sell them all. But now I'm looking at, I've just bought a few M's, a regular M, a Super M, and a Super MTA. And as I'm doing some research on where to get them, looking around at people who have them, there are great pictures. Those of you who like to connect your modern farm to the old time versions of farms, if you want to have conversation about the old, no matter what your age, if you grew up on a farm and you know the farm halls, that's what I've done. I've plopped one of these M's in the front yard of the farm. And it's good. You may have seen some of the pictures on my website, facebook.com/Doug Steffen. And I had them on the DJV. I had them on all of them. My Facebook page for my farm, Eastley Farm, or Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You can see pictures of the M in Christmas lights at Christmas time. It brings back great memories for me. But I think it's also, you know, a boy grows up with the tractor. The tractor gets sold. I did this with a Ferguson 40. I bought an old Ferguson 40 because that's what I learned to dry on. Boy finds tractor and buys tractor back. That's what I did. How many of you done that? You're a grown boy. You know, what do they say? Boys and their toys. The tractor is the toy. And I would encourage you to do that, no matter what your age. If you grew up on a farm, you're exposed to maybe Farmall tractors, John Deere tractors, Ferguson's, whatever it was. Go find one and buy it and bring it back to your farm. You'll be amazed at how wonderfully well it makes you feel. Little advice from my point of view. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.